So this week I had a bunch of ideas, and I was thinking about, because it's most famous, is New Year's resolutions. And I was just curious about how many of us have actually successfully made it through all their New Year's resolutions. That's what I thought. Because I was finding as I was thinking about it, and I think, you know, I probably stopped in my 20s just because I was like, nah, I'm just not going to do it, about setting New Year's resolutions. And there's times where there's definite things that I accomplished throughout the years that I could say, oh, that was my New Year's resolution, but that would have been at the end of the year. I'm like, oh, I made it. However, that's not most the case. Most times it seems if I do set something and, okay, I'm going to do this, like for Lent, you know, 40 days I can handle anything. And then, like I said, life, my own expectations seem to get in the way and derail me from what this firm decision I had made that I'm going to accomplish or do or try new things. And I was thinking about the roadblocks or the intentions that we put on ourselves or on others as we try to be a better version of ourselves. And exactly what the attitude of myself as I went into these new things I'm going to try or new ways I'm going to try living. And the question opened to me about whether I was closed in my attitude or in the way that God was drawing to me, or am I open? Am I open to be guided and directed? The other thing is the adjustments that have to be made. And that led me to our gospel reading with Joseph, a man who showed compassion to his intended, compassion to raise a son that was not his own by birth, but he came to love, and how open he was to the Spirit guiding and directing him to keep this young child safe. Safe from a king that would have him killed. Even at a young age, Herod was afraid of what Christ represented. And so, being open to the angel, open to dreams, Joseph moved his family from Bethlehem to Egypt until he knew that or was told that Herod had passed away. And then the new fear arose because Herod's son was just as bad, if not worse, than his dad. But he got reassurance, and that is okay, that to go to the land of Israel, to Judah, to a place called Nazareth, and that's where he'd be raised. And I thought about how Joseph responded, that it wasn't one of, oh, I've got this, I'm okay, I know what I'm going to do. But even in his fear, he listened and he heard what God was calling him to do. The reassurances that he received, knowing that he would be protected, not only he, his family, his young son, his wife, would be protected. And as I was thinking about Joseph and just how he responded and how he listened, how he got many great gifts from this. The gift of being spoken to by an angel, by dreams that helped him fulfill these prophecies. And so the thought or the question, as all questions come up, is how do we know whether to make a firm decision about something? How we can be open to that, the possibilities that it might bring to us? That are we going to be stubborn about it and say, no, I'm good, and I've learned not to be stubborn because God responds in interesting ways. Like I've told you, flattened pine cones will help change direction. It might not be the flattened pine cone that you hoped it would be, but it definitely helps change our direction. And I was thinking about other questions that flowed, was how do we change from a closed off stance to one of openness, of being led, of being open to the possibilities and the suggestions or the guidance that God is trying to give to us, and allowing our movement, that movement to happen. And I liked this article that I was reading, that instead of having resolutions, ones that we may or may not always fulfill at the end of the year, till the end of the year, but instead have postures that we can take when we come up against things that we might need to look at, we might need to, you know, delve into a little deeper, things that we might need to trim off our vine so that more new growth can come. And one of the postures was to soften. Soften ourselves when we're scared or hurt or frustrated, overwhelmed. To instead of having a posture of hardness, have a posture of softness. To remain open to those things that are being called for us to change or to look at. The next one is to surrender. And I get all these are hard at times. That to loosen our grip on who we think we are or what we think we know about life or about our relationship with God. And to have that openness of surrendering to the will of God in those difficult moments. The next one is trust. Again, that's hard when we might have been betrayed or gaslit by someone that we thought had our best intentions in mind and revealed that they didn't. But to remain open to those who love us unconditionally, that know our farts and our wrinkles, know our imperfections, and yet love us. They encourage us to be a better version of ourselves and to be okay, to give ourselves grace. And compassion, that's the final one. Compassion and loving kindness, not only for ourselves, because at times we are our hardest judge and jury. We are the hardest person on ourselves at times. And to give ourselves compassion and others, because we are not perfect and no one else is, other than Mary Poppins. And to be open to the possibilities, those scary moments that can turn into amazing. To be open to the obstacles that we may face, and yet with these postures of softening, surrendering, trust, and compassion, it might open new doors. And the thing to hold on to as we walk in and through new doors into this new year is to remember that God is with us through each and every one of those moments. God is safeguarding us in ways that we might not even know, safeguarding us against things that might try to lead us astray. But God is leading us and shaping us, giving us grace that is free, freely given to us, and to hold on to those precious moments where God reveals new and wonderful things to us. Amen.